The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The range of the Arctic woolly bear moth extends to the Arctic Circle in Canada and even Greenland. In such conditions, a caterpillar has to overwinter in its larval form. This far north, the shortages in vegetation mean that food does not come easily, and so the woolly bear has to spend a long time frozen. While covered in ice and frost, the little creatures depend on a cryoprotectant, or antifreeze, in order to stay alive. These cryoprotectants are based on sugars in their bodies, which in turn protect their delicate tissues from temperatures that ordinarily plummet below zero. Some have even been found surviving through temperatures 70 degrees below freezing. Many cold-blooded animals have an antifreeze chemical or chemicals in their blood. For example, many fish and frogs that live in colder climates will also allow themselves to be frozen. Once thawed out, they will resume activity once more. The Arctic woolly bear moth caterpillars are no different. The larvae even use a special type of cocoon called a hibernacula to shield themselves, and more than 90% of their life is spent in the hibernacula.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.